something that has not ceased over the last 2 years and has only gotten worse. In the last 6 months, as we know, there was a ceasefire, and supposedly this ceasefire would help the people of Gaza. But as John King, the head of operations of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, noted recently, there were 5 months of a ceasefire, and in the last couple of there were 5 months of a ceasefire in the last couple of months when the people of Gaza did not benefit. They did not have any restoration of a dignified existence. We, in fact, at the UN, our supplies were also restricted during the period of the ceasefire, to the point where we were left in a very vulnerable and precarious position. With just a few days of closure, we ran out of food. So this is Israel claiming that it's letting food and medical equipment into and supplies into Gaza. But the reality is, it isn't. Today, it left, I think, 38 convoys in today, which would absolutely not even be 0.99% to the damage that they have done in Gaza in the last couple of days. Before I introduce our next speaker, I think maybe we could do another 15. So, I think you all know this one as well. Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free.